This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Food that's near its expiration date goes on sale at every one of S Market's 900 stores in Finland, with prices that are already reduced by 30% slashed to 60% off at exactly 9 p.m. It's part of a two-year campaign to reduce food waste that company executives decided to call Happy Hour in the hopes of drawing in regulars. Virginia and seven other states require that race must be specified on marriage license applications on certificates. Alabama, Connecticut, Delaware, Kentucky, Louisiana, Minnesota, and New Hampshire also have this requirement. A lawsuit in Virginia is asking why, since there can't be a good reason. Air Force has ordered a review of its procedures used to decide where personnel are put up during overnight layovers after conceding that the decision to place a crew at the luxury resort owned by the Trump family in Scotland each year might be allowable but not advisable. Based on some research published last year, many women in South Asia are expected to share their phones with kids or male family members, which results in a range of privacy concerns and strategies. Overall, hospitality field has more than 1 million unfilled jobs in the U.S., according to the American Hotel and Lodging Educational Foundation. 4% of the U.S. workforce is employed in the hotel industry. San Francisco says it offered $2.5 billion to acquire PG&E's electrical lines, serving the city, a first step towards separating from the troubled utility that's facing billions of dollars in liabilities for starting a series of deadly wildfires. Members of the British Airline Pilots Association, BALPA, said they will walk out for 48 hours in a long-running dispute over pay, with a further strike set for 27 December if the row remains unresolved. The airline was forced to cancel nearly 100% of its flights. The unofficial race to succeed Richard Trumka as president of the AFL-CIO is taking place mostly behind the scenes at this time, but some observers believe that Sarah Nelson, head of the Flight Attendants Union, and Liz Shuler, the AFL-CIO's secretary-treasurer, are already vying for the role. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.